Hachette Audio presents The Coincidence of Callie and Caden. Written by Jessica Sorensen. Read by Leslie Belair.
For everyone who wasn't saved. Prologue. Callie. Life is full of luck, like getting dealt a good hand, or simply by being in the right place at the right time. Some people get luck handed to them, a second chance, a save. It can happen heroically or by a simple coincidence. But there are those who don't get luck on a shiny platter, who end up in the wrong place at the wrong time, who don't get saved. Callie, are you listening to me? My mom asks as she parks the car in the driveway. I don't answer, watching the leaves twirl in the wind across the yard, the hood of the car, wherever the breeze forces them to go. They have no control over their path in life. I have a desire to jump out, grab them all, and clutch them in my hand, but that would mean getting out of the car. What is wrong with you tonight? My mom snaps as she checks her phone messages. Just go in and get your brother. I tear my gaze off the leaves and focus on her. Please don't make me do this, Mom. My sweaty hand grips the metal door handle, and a massive lump lodges in my throat. Can't you just go in and get him? I have no desire to go into a party with a bunch of high school kids, and I'm really not in the mood to chat it up with Macy right now so she can brag about Caden getting a scholarship, my mother replies, motioning her manicured hand at me to get a move on. Now go get your brother and tell him he needs to come home. My shoulders hunch as I push the door open and hike up the gravel driveway toward the two-story mansion with green shutters and a steep roof. Two more days, I chant under my breath, with my hands clenched into fists as I squeeze between the vehicles. Only two more days and I'll be in college, and none of this will matter. The lights through the windows illuminate against the gray sky, and a congratulations banner hangs above the entrance to the porch, decorated with balloons. The Owenses always like to put on a show, for any reason they can think of, birthdays, holidays, graduations. They seem like the perfect family, but I don't believe in perfection. This party is to celebrate their youngest son, Caden's, graduation and his football scholarship to the University of Wyoming. I have nothing against the Owenses. My family has dinner over at their house occasionally, and they attend barbecues at our place. I just don't like parties, nor have I been welcomed at one, at least since sixth grade. When I approach the wraparound porch, Daisy McMillian waltzes out with a glass in her hand. Her curly blonde hair shines in the porch light as her eyes aim at me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?